I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. So yeah. Tell me a bit more about, so obviously I understand that the basics of what you're doing. How, is there a sort of, what's the word, the mechanics of the process of trying to find a wholesaler and that kind of thing? Or do you just kind of
say, hey, I want to sell these Bluetooth wireless noise-canceling headphones that you can sleep in?
Yeah, I just usually just contact the brand. If I just see an ugly-looking Amazon listing, it's one of these things where for me to copy and paste the brand's name into Google, click their website, click contact us, and write, hey, I'm an Amazon customer, your Amazon account's a mess, let me know if you need any help.
See, in a sense, business 101 is to find those gaps. So how do you go about finding a gap?
There's 60 seconds total. And I get all the time that people will contact me and say, hey, I've been looking at this U.S. brand for 2 months now, trying to decide if I should pull the trigger or if I should contact them. And it's kind of, it's a bizarre thing to me because that's not how I ever thought about anything and thought about life, where it's like, oh, why don't you just contact them and move on? Then you just don't have to worry about it. It's like when people have these weird little things that they have anxiety about all day, but then when it can be solved in a 5 minute action.
People, you know, I can relate to that. I mean, sometimes I've been in that situation. Sometimes I'll just do something, just pick up the phone. For example, you know, the first time I was going to approach you, and I think like a couple other people like Greg Mercy, you know, I was just starting a podcast. I had, you know, very little audience. I had no kind of profile. And there's a fear about approaching people. But, you know, sometimes you can go via a mutual friend, as in our case. But sometimes you just approach people. And I think it's a fear of rejection. But as you say, if you just do it quickly, it doesn't even give you time to think. I think sometimes that's good. Right? Thinking things over just gives you time to get worried, you know.
It's just not working with your business model. Just hand over that part to me. You won't handle any
return products effectively between the very established brands and Amazon Basics. Is that more or less the strategy?
Point of view of like, I know like my personal life, it's like I get a parking ticket and I randomly take like 3.5 weeks to pay it. And like every day I get some sort of weird anxiety about like, oh, don't
but for the most part, a lot of you just click
that. Like today I got one this and this and that kind of stuff. And that's kind of the same as that, I think it comes from the same area where it's like you have this kind of weird anxiety that it'll take you in real talk 5 minutes to solve this anxiety and never have to worry about it again. But like you prefer to have something to worry about than to have nothing to worry about.
That goes pretty deep. I don't tend to do much sort of too much mindset-y type stuff on the podcast, but that's quite an interesting one. I mean, I think, the solution's action, isn't it? If you think something might work, you got to try it. If it's a complete disaster, then you can look at the results and go, okay, let's try approach B and then see if that works better, you know?
Yeah, I can't remember which entrepreneur said it, but someone said on some podcast that they basically all of their business ideas came out of stuff that just annoyed them long enough that they had to do themselves. Where they just sat there and they go, okay, I'm sick of every single time that napkins are only come square, not round. I'm going to have to go start my own company because this is now the 1,000th time I've complained about this. I'm just going to go fix it. I've talked to 50 other people who hate the corners on napkins too. Let's just quit wasting everyone's time. And so like I've heard of too many people have started a business just basically out of necessity that they're just like annoyed that there's no other option. And like that's kind of the same thing where it's like you have this anxiety that's hitting you day after day and it's kind of like annoyance, but there's an easy solution and you'd rather complain about it than
solve it. Yeah, complaining is always easier than doing, right? By a factor of 100 or something. So let's come back to where you started at the beginning of the interview. So you mentioned Vendor Central and Vendor Express. So what are those and how does that tie into the selling to Amazon conversation?
So Vendor Express is for everyone. Anyone can sign up for it. Vendor Central is invite only. I've already talked to and consulted with people who have made a pretty easy transition from Vendor Express to Vendor Central by just talking big and saying, hey, I want to offer a bunch more SKUs in the future. Do you have like a more senior program? But basically with Vendor Express and Vendor Central, they're basically the same. Instead of sending in a bunch of inventory at a time to Amazon and waiting for it to sell, Amazon places purchase orders from you. And as soon as they place that purchase order and you ship it to them, it's already sold. And so for some companies, especially kind of bigger companies, it works a lot better with their cash flow, that the inventory only leaves their factory and warehouse once they've already been paid. where for them to send in a container worth of inventory, say $40,000 worth of inventory, and then wait 3 months and to get paid back, that doesn't really work with their cash flow and business model. And so a lot of bigger companies really prefer it. And then two, once you're in Vendor Central, it says your product's now shipped and sold by Amazon. You get invited to Amazon Marketing Services that allows you to put videos in your listing. It allows you to make your listing an A-plus listing where you have images in your description opposed to just kind of like the normal text. All sorts of weird little things and beta programs they're constantly launching on Vendor Central that kind of give you a one-up against all of the Seller Central
So I can see the upside sellers out there. Tell me about the cash flow situation then. How does that work exactly?
So I've worked with companies that have gotten it negotiated down their payment terms to 30 days. Okay. But for the most part, Amazon pays you every 60 days. And so if you can get some of these US vendors, they're really old school and they still have like 60 and 90 day payment terms. And so if you can get one of those US vendors that has like a 60 or 90 day payment term, you can grow on Vendor Central forever because you buy $100,000 worth of product from the distributor, sell it to Amazon for $130,000, and then you don't have to pay that $100,000 until you get paid from Amazon. So it's kind of like the best of everything. But for the most part, yeah, it kind of screws up your cash flow situation where if you're a bigger, more established company, it's not that big of a deal to have a bunch of accounts receivable and not have them paid. But if you're just starting off and you're bootstrapping,
that sounds like a major downside. So now I've got some friends that are very interested in accessing specifically the AMS or the Amazon marketing thing, especially getting videos in the listing can be pretty powerful. Although I know that there's a halfway house, which I'm using on Seller Central, which is if you brand registered, you can do a few different things, can't you? So there's a sort of halfway house. But I know that AMS offers, you know, banner ads and various powerful things like that. Now, quite a few people seem very wary of selling on Vendor Express or Vendor Central because they say there are a lot of problems. So what are the sort of problem areas that you found or that you've come across consulting for other people?
So one of the main things is that, like, unlike Seller Central, you can't just edit your images and description whenever you want to. I think it's like your listing's over like 90 days old. You have to like email them and ask for permission to edit your listing. So like that stuff's kind of annoying. But then at the same time, it's like they're usually a lot more lenient when you ask them to do stuff where you can say, hey, these five people are selling the same exact product, combined all these listings. And Amazon will do it in a second.
Everything by contacting Amazon, which is kind of annoying. But at the same time, when you do contact them, they're willing to do a lot more stuff because if you're in Vendor Central, they kind of assume you're an established company. You're a lot more legit than some Seller Central scrub selling out of his garage.
Yeah.
And so they assume that, like, they can trust you a little bit more and that you're actually doing something in the best interest of the business, not just, like, trying to find loopholes.
Okay, interesting. So so what was it, the thing you said? They'll do things like, for example, consolidate several listings into one?
Yeah, exactly. They'll do that for you. It's a lot easier to take down other people's.
So you're basically kind of wiping a competition out of all that kind of stuff. To Amazon.
Nice. Well, exactly. So like we had one product of ours, one of the companies we consulted for. It's a super cheap product for people to retail arbitrage. And it had whatever, probably 30 different listings for the same product, right? And we went and combined them all into one. Now it's number one bestseller in its category. It's like number like 600 in health and beauty sales ranking.
Oh, wow.
And it has 3,000 reviews.
All the combined reviews.
Them all. Yeah.
Wow, that's a powerful thing in and of itself.
Yeah. And so then we only have one listing to deal with. And then we go and we gate that listing, kick off all the other sellers. So now this company that we're working with is big pimping. They're sitting there with one listing. They control it. It's shipped and sold by Amazon. No one else is allowed to sell on it. It's gated. You know, like, this is just money in the bank now. And it's opposed to how they had it before where they weren't making any money. They got 30 different distributors selling their 30 listings, confusing the customer, everything. And then two, you can make parent-child a lot easier on Vendor Central. So if we have any products that are in that same category, well, this one's already ranked number one and has 3,000 listings. Let's start throwing more parent-childs under it. Or even one of our SKUs, we actually can bundle together multiple ASINs. So we sell like a fishing rod and the parent child, it looks like, it comes with different fishing line. Well, those are two different ASINs,
okay,
and
so
they'll actually combine them together.
It's not so much parent child relationships and variations of one product. It's basically, sort of bundling, but not physically bundling, but bundling by listing. That's interesting.
Exactly. And so like just weird stuff like that, where it's like all of a sudden, if I was doing Seller Central, I'd be sitting there just with the rest of the people, just kind of like trying to do giveaways. Or I could take it seriously and just kind of wipe out the competition, add all the best product, best sellers to the number one listing,
and really kind of take this thing to the next level. For doing it. What are the, I've heard a couple of issues. Well, the obvious one is cash flow. And the other one is then I've heard that sometimes Amazon will place like ridiculously, you know, like one or two unit orders. And obviously by the time you ship those in, you'd be making a loss on every single one. So how do you deal with those two issues?
The one and two orders thing, it's just going to happen. If you have a small catalog, especially if you only carry three SKUs, that's going to happen. If you carry whatever, 1,000 SKUs, then one or two of each unit actually isn't that big of a deal. I think the main issue is just price control,
right?
Is that you don't know what Amazon's going to sell at. And so with a lot of these brands and a lot of these companies, they want to know that they're going to be sold at the right price so they don't screw over all their brick and mortar accounts. And Amazon will sell at whatever price they feel like, even below the price they buy at. And so that's the number one thing that people are worried about, is that Amazon just sells at goofy prices. Another thing that we had recently happen to us for one of our clients is that they have a really hot seller in that category, and then they have Amazon Basics, and then we were the third best one, and Amazon just quit placing purchase orders. Because they're like, well, we have someone already in Vendor Central with this product, and we already have our Amazon Basics. We don't really need yours anymore. And so that one listing and SKU, we now have that over on Seller Central. Because if Amazon won't order it, then it's not in stock. If it's not in stock, it's not Prime. If it's not Prime and it's not in stock, we can't run PPC. And so if Amazon wasn't ordering it, the whole thing would never sell. If it's just never sold, Amazon would never order it.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So we had to just go into Seller Central and kind of kickstart it and get some sales going, get it in stock. So Amazon will be reminded again that, hey, this actually does sell.
Seller Central and then transfer it back to Vendor Central, or?
You can have them both running in Seller and Vendor Central at the same time.
How, you know, what the up and down sides are of it. What's the best basic approach to get yourself on Vendor Express, which is the one that anyone can apply for?
Oh, yeah, just the best thing you can do is just sign up immediately. The whole thing that Amazon wants is that they want lots and lots of SKUs. They don't really care as much about the price. So if you just have one SKU and you want to do it on Vendor Express, it's like, yeah, you can try it. It'll be whatever. But if you have like a catalog of SKUs, like 100 of them or something, or even 50,
so then that's going to get Amazon a lot more excited. When you've got a healthy catalog of SKUs. So tell us a bit about, what's the easiest way to get to that point? Because obviously, you know, if you've got 50 different suppliers, that could become a bit of a nightmare quickly, I presume. So what's the best way to grow to 50 SKUs? Right.
Minimal amount of suppliers as possible. If you sit there and try to have 50 SKUs from 50 different suppliers, good luck. But if you sit there and you have one supplier with 50 SKUs, and then they add another 50 SKUs, and then you add another supplier. My brother just added a supplier that sells makeup that has 10,000 SKUs. So he throws those up on Vendor Central. They order one of each.
So how do you manage the warehousing side of it? I presume you've got to have your own warehousing facility outside of Amazon.
Exactly. Yeah, there's not many pre-fulfillment centers that do a very good job. And so basically you get the product in and they kind of make you ship it in kind of goofy compared to normal, where they make you like actually say how many items and which items are in each box. And so like the whole purchase order thing is different, where like they send you in a purchase order. You have to confirm it within 24 hours. If you confirm it within 24 hours, then it gives you like a 7-day or like a 5-day window or something to fulfill that order. And so it'll say, hey, we want these 3 units here, these 5 units here, these 10 units here. So you put them all in their boxes. You say, hey, these are all the units. This actually took 5 boxes instead of 1 because these things are big. They go, okay, actually send these as pallet. The whole thing is kind of a mess right now, the actual process of sending stuff out. It's not as easy as just like label a bunch of things 1,000 times and send it in. But it's once you get it under
control. That's a little bit scary, but I guess by the time you've got up to 50 SKUs, then you're going to be looking at more complex processes anyway. So I guess you've got to get yourself organized in the first place.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple, to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses and tell you what works and frankly, what doesn't work as well. So you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway. But for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.